You are so brave, ESPN Sampander praises ex-UPenn swimmer Paula Scanlon for testimony on trans athletes. By Warner Todd Houston on July 28, 2023. ESPN personality Sampander jumped to Twitter Thursday to praise former University of Pennsylvania swimmer Paula Scanlon for her emotional testimony and criticism of allowing men claiming to be women to compete in women's sports. Scanlon spoke at Thursday's meeting of the House Judiciary Subcommittee, which was looking at gender-affirming care for minors, and she said of her experiences being forced to compete with and against transgender swimmer Leah Thomas during the 2022 NCAA swim season. The former swimmer said that the university utterly ignored the women on the swim team's concerns about Thomas parading around nude in the locker room with his male genitalia in full view and was told that Thomas' participation on the women's team was non-negotiable. She also said seeing Thomas in the locker room was extremely uncomfortable for the women, many of whom changed their habits and use of the locker rooms to avoid Thomas. As a victim of sexual assault, it was particularly egregious for her. All this brought ESPN's Ponder to praise Scanlon for her bravery. Paula, you are so brave and your voice is so important. Ponder tweeted to a video of Scanlon's testimony. Scanlon soon responded to thank Ponder for her tweet. Thank you at Sampander, it means so much for you to help elevate my voice, she wrote. Thank you at Sampander, heart, it means so much for you to help elevate my voice. Paula Scanlon, at Paulie Scanlon, July 28, 2023. Ponder's fellow ESPN talker, Sage Steele, also tweeted a response to Scanlon's testimony. Regarding trans athletes, Steele also retweeted comments against trans athletes by Representative Wesley Hunt, R.T.X. During her testimony, Scanlon blasted the University of Pennsylvania. My teammates and I were forced to undress in the presence of Leah, a 6'4" tall biological male, fully intact with male genitalia, 18 times per week. Some girls opted to change in bathroom stalls, and others used the family bathroom to avoid this. When we tried to voice our concerns to the athletic department, we were told that Leah's swimming and being in our locker room was a non-negotiable, and we were offered psychological services to attempt to re-educate us to become comfortable with the idea of undressing in front of a male, she said. To sum up the university's response, we the women were the problem, not the victims. We were expected to conform, to move over and shut up. Our feelings didn't matter. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.